USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging his colleagues to quickly deal with proposed amendments to the debt ceiling and spending rollback bill approved by the House last night. The bill passed by a nearly 3-to-1 margin with bipartisan support, like New York Republican Nicole Malliotakis.
This is the first time where we're seeing actual deficit reduction. We're seeing a actual spending cut. We're going to spend less money next year than we did last year.
Well, the Senate could pass the bill as soon as today or over the weekend. Monday is when the Treasury Secretary says the U.S. could begin defaulting on its bills unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. Former President Trump is campaigning in Iowa today, a day after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was there. He's now in New Hampshire, talking about Trump's constant personal insults.
His conduct, which he's been doing for years now, I think that's one of the reasons he's not in the White House now, because I think he alienated too many voters for things that really don't matter.
DeSantis speaking on WTSN Radio in Dove, New Hampshire. There is, reported by several news outlets, a recording of former President Trump talking about a classified defense document he says he took with him when he left the White House. The tape could seriously undercut Trump's claim that he could keep some records and automatically declassify them. The state of Montana is appealing a judge's ruling that stopped some new abortion laws, among them keeping most Medicaid patients from abortions and a ban on public funds for abortion care. You may be seeing fewer steaks and more chicken in the cold cases at Costco. The retailer says it's changing up to reflect how our buying habits will change in a recession. Several big retailers like Macy's, Bloomingdale's, even low-end Dollar General are predicting drops in revenue in the coming months. This is USA News.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
London's had it for years. New York City is working on it, and now Los Angeles County is looking at the idea of charging a congestion fee for driving on some busy freeways. Urban planning professor Michael Manville at UCLA explains the concept, born of the bedrock of capitalism, supply and demand.
Like almost anything that's in high demand, if it's underpriced, you run out of it. That's what congestion is. So if you put a price on the road and that price is pegged to make the road perform better, you get less congestion, drivers get a better experience.
Opponents say it would price a lot of low-income people who need to get to their jobs off the freeways. L.A. County authorities are very early in the process, no work yet on the prices or the technology. Former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdoch has pleaded not guilty to federal financial crimes related to the death of his former family housekeeper.
It's the first time he's been before a judge since being sentenced for the 2021 deaths of his wife Maggie and son Paul. Murdoch's defense team entered the not guilty plea, but they did indicate he would be requesting a change of plea hearing in the future. Murdoch faces charges that include accusations he stole millions of dollars in settlement money from the family of his housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, after what's being called a trip and fall at the Murdoch family home. I'm Skip Kelly.
New survey from WalletHub puts Honolulu atop the list of best places in the USA to have a stay-at-home vacation, a staycation. Rest of the top five, Orlando, Las Vegas, Tampa, and Salt Lake City. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear, scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.